So tell me about where you live. About, are there other adopted kids from China where you live? Do you have like friends from the families with children adopted from China? Do you do the holiday celebrations, that kind of stuff?
I have two friends from school that are adopted from China, and we're friends with their parents, more one than the other.
So that's nice. You have kind of, you have other kids who have something in common with you about your background.
Yes.
Have you ever had to sort of put up with kids who are not adopted or not Chinese asking questions about, you know, where you're from? And if you have, how do you handle that?
I do get asked questions sometimes, but not that much. And it doesn't really bother me that much.
So no, but it doesn't sound like anybody's really intrusive about it. They don't kind of keep at you about it.
And it's fair for her to get asked a few questions. Typically, she's question, 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 question.
I see. Okay, so she can dish it out. So she needs to be able to handle it too when they come her way.
Yes, we were at our friends that run a bed and breakfast and have horses in Alberta 2 years ago.
I got a gallop on a horse.
And Gary said to Zoe, "Did she want to come out to the barn with me?" And so then my husband, her dad, Roy, but they headed out. Roy comes in 2 hours later and says, "You need to come get Zoe." She hasn't stopped asking him questions the whole time they've been there, and he's not used to that. Yeah, she just fired them for, she was there about 2.5 hours. She had to learn, I guess.
You know, sounds like you might like to do what I'm doing someday. Get yourself a tape recorder and climb on your horse and ride the range and go meet cool people and ask them a bunch of questions.
That would be fun.
you might be a journalist one day, my dear. What are you thinking about? Do you have any thoughts about what you might want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, I want to do something with animals, but I kind of want to be a vet, but I kind of don't want to be a vet, because if I was a vet, I might have to do like a surgery on an animal, and I wouldn't want to have to do that.
I can understand that. Yeah. The taking care of them and being around them would be fun, but the cutting them open part would be hard to handle for me too. Can I talk to your mom for a minute or two? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Pat, I'd like to ask you a little bit about your decision to adopt and your decision to adopt from China. When did you make that decision, and how did it all go for you?
Well, you know, I, of course, am one of those older moms. When my husband and I got married, we discussed the adoption thing at different points in time. And my parents were missionaries in India for years. And my oldest niece is adopted from India. Oh, wow. And anyways, we had discussed the adoption thing for some time. But on and off, and I said to him, you know, we can't keep talking about this. We're getting old enough. We either need to do it or not do it. You know, you get to that stage in life where that's the reality of the scenario. He says, let's do it. So then I started researching it, and India was a closed door at that point. She's checking in grandma's cupboard here because her and grandma are going to do some cooking too. Yeah. And I said that we need to go ahead. Well, India was a closed door. I had in my head that we must have ongoing connections with whatever country we adopt from. That's my philosophy. So that to me was India, China, or Mexico. Those were the ones that I looked at, because we've been already building homes in Mexico for a number of years. We've actually created this society and now schools. And so Mexico seemed to be rather a closed door at that point in time as well. And the third one being my sister-in-law was from China. I knew they were planning to have children. So then we started the China Router, which was very much an open door at that point. I felt like it would be good for her to have cousins who were part Chinese. And then, you know, she's, so really the cousins that my parents, grandchildren, the first one's from India, the next four are blonde, and the last three are Chinese or half Chinese. And of course, with Zoe, that's somewhat by design. I felt very, very definite about that. I know different people have different viewpoints, but that was fine. I didn't want to say, well, you know, I don't really know much about where you're from. I've never been there except there. You know, like here, you know, Zaveen, born and raised in China, and came to Canada through Hong Kong. And so then her family's all back in China. So we, that was a big motivator for me, obviously, in China.
And what year did you adopt? What was the finalized month and date?
Zoe, June 12th of 2006. We had started the process. There had been it's been extended recently, but we were dealing with an adoption agency that dropped off. And so that extended it early on. But then, you know, I'm one of these that feels like, well, maybe that was the way it was meant to be, because I didn't have to go back to work.
How old was she when she came home?
We got her the day they believed she was 10 months old.
So given your desire to stay connected to China and the ability to do it really in a way that a lot of families don't have, I mean, because a lot of families, they had no familiarity with China really until they started the adoption process. And it's through the adoption, this is true of me, you know, where you learn more and more and become more familiar. Your situation is different. I wonder how it sort of informs your thinking about the lack of information about the kids' early lives. Did that ever bother you or concern you, or how do you think through all of that?
Maybe this sounds foolish. That never concerned me. And maybe because, you know, my oldest sister is in that same situation.
So the whole sort of we must find out what happened, which is a kind of powerful urge for some. Everyone's very different. I mean, I've spent the whole year talking to adoptive parents, and there is no consensus on this at all. But it sounds like having had adoption in your family, too, you had a kind of understanding and were at peace with it, what you know and what you don't know.
Yeah. Now, Zoe would like to learn, and that's part of why she wanted to get involved with this. She would like to learn.
I see.
And to me, we'll do what we can to help her. You know, I know there's some question about whether all the information that everybody's received is accurate. I've read some things on that. I don't know. There's certain things I know that aren't, but I tend to think that she was located when they said she was located and where. Mm-hmm. I actually was able to look the address up on Google Maps and come up with it. It was interesting. I didn't know whether I would be able to do that, because they indicate she was left in front of a private market early in the morning, which to me says that was a mom that was wanting to make sure she was stopped.
Okay, and you broke up a little bit there. She was left in front of a public market? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, early in the morning. And that says that the birth mom wanted to make sure she was found, so she'd be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Is Zoe still there? Is it okay if I ask her a little bit about
Zoe?
Her desire to know more? So, Zoe, your mom was telling me that you were interested in doing this, being interviewed and telling your story on Our China Stories, because you have some interest in knowing more about your early life in China. Do you think much about your birth family? And if you do, would you be willing to tell me a little bit about what you think about?
I sometimes think about them, like I mostly just have questions for them about like other family. And then when I was in, I think second grade, our teacher had us write this note to someone. And so I wrote this. I wrote a note to my birth mom in case, in Chinese, in case I ever find her. And I have this little box, I guess, that I put it in. And then I took a picture of it, of the outside design and the inside design, just in case I ever lose it so I can rewrite it.
That is really cool. What kind of questions would you ask? Let's say you could meet your birth parents. What would you ask them?
I would ask them if first, I would ask them, or actually, I would give them the note, and then I would also ask them, like, I was wondering if you guys had any other children, or, like, what you guys, like, it'd be like I was giving them an interview, kind of.
Good idea. So it sounds like you're kind of curious about whether there might be brothers and sisters in China.
Yeah, because when I was, my mom said when the, who found me?
There was someone from the market called police.
Yeah, so because when they found me, my mom said that I was wearing clothes that might have been a little too big. So my mom thinks that they might have been from maybe an older sister.
That makes sense. It's kind of like a bit of a detective story, really, right? There are clues, and you sort of wonder what they might lead to. So, do you have other children?
Pardon?
Do you have any? Are there any siblings? Does Zoe have adoptive siblings?
She has three older half brothers and sisters. Sister and brothers, and I sent a picture of them.
I have one sister and two brothers.
How old are they?
My brother Willie is 32. The oldest brother that I have is
34.
Is 34, and his name is Robbie. And my sister's name is Kimmy, and she's 29.
I saw a picture of you with your older brothers and sister, and it looks like you guys get along really well. What's it like having siblings? They're really grown-ups.
It's fun, but also kind of hard because they don't live with us. I mean, it's not hard. It's just because my oldest brother and my sister and my nephew all live in one house or apartment.
In
Tacoma. And my other brother Willie and his girlfriend are in Sicily, so they can't come down for as much stuff because they're gone a lot.
Well, because they're on the other side of the world.
So would you like to go back to China sometime? Zoe, have you been there since you came home when you were a baby?
No, not yet. My parents and I have been thinking about it. Like, I think that we were thinking about doing it last summer, but then it didn't work out. But I think we are going to do it one of these summers.
Is that something that you really want to do?
Yeah, because, I mean, I know it's not like 100% that I'm going to find them, but we can still try.
I see. So if you go, maybe you never know. You might be able to find your birth family. So it sounds like at some point you're gonna want to search for them.
Yeah.
Okay. And you'll be able to speak to them because you have Chinese. So that's really awesome.
Yeah, but I think we might still need a guide. I'm not sure. Just like because we don't know our way around and stuff.
But we're still in touch with the guy that we had when we went to get her in the first place.
And we're good friends with her.
Really? That's fantastic. So you have this sort of friend and contact who you've known from the beginning, who I'm sure would be willing to help you whenever you're ready to go back. So do you think, Pat, that you all would do a heritage tour at some point?
Probably, yes. You know, there's different options that way. I would like us to be able to do something for a little more extended period of time.
Yeah, where you could stay over there for a bit.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand. And Zoe, I interrupted you. It sounded like you had something you wanted to say.
Oh, and it might be helpful if she can, because even though I've taken Chinese class, just in case I forget a few things that might be, like, because I think I'm pretty good at speaking Chinese, but sometimes I forget, like, the more detailed words and stuff.